Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, where technology, teaching creativity, and innovation take center stage in the real world of education. Now, here's your host, Matt Miller.
Hi, and welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. My name is Matt Miller, and this episode is brought to you from the Ditch That Textbook blog at www.ditchthattextbook.com. Ditch That Textbook is all about teaching with less reliance on the textbook, with an emphasis on using technology and creative teaching ideas. This is a special series of podcasts based on the Indiana Department of Education's Summer of E-Learning Conferences. These podcasts will connect you with some of the great thinkers and doers in the educational technology community. And today, Allie Holland is going to talk with us about incorporating student voices in the classroom. Allie is an instructional technology coach at Plymouth Community School Corporation in Plymouth, Indiana. She is a former second grade teacher with a master's in integrated technology in the classroom. She brings student voices out in a number of ways, including Twitter and student created video. And Allie, I wanted you to just kind of start us off by giving us your personal philosophy on student voice and why you think it's important to have that in the classroom.
When I started in my second grade classroom, it was extremely important for me to have my students, their thoughts incorporated into what I was teaching, and so that they took ownership of what they were doing. So I brought that into this position as well, because it's actually, I'm working with 5th through 8th grade, so they kind of have a little bit more of a voice and a little bit louder of a voice. But I just think it's incredibly important because it's their education, and it should be what they want to learn and how they want to learn. And I do definitely understand that there are standards that need to be met and that students don't always get to use their voice. But the way that they learn and the way that they show that they learn, I think, should be completely, I mean, for the most part, up to them. Or they should at least have a choice in what they do.
Yeah. And so to kind of follow up on that, if you started sort of at the early elementary level, and then now you're working more with 5th to 8th grade students, how has that whole concept of student voice changed or not changed from those different age levels?
It was actually interesting. My last year with the second graders that I had, they were phenomenal, and what they created and what they could do was crazy, and it's actually really neat to look at the 5th through 8th graders that I work with now, that my second graders were kind of doing the same thing, and just by giving them the option, they were able to do really awesome things. So it definitely is very different, and it's neat to kind of see the more that you can do with the older students, but that my second graders could do basically the same thing.
That's cool. And kind of going off of that, maybe you can tell us a little bit about some of the ways that you can incorporate student voice into the classroom, some of the things that you've done or that you've seen other teachers doing.
We actually have an e-learning rockstars club that meets every other Monday after school and then during their study hall. And they kind of, it started out, they were just going to be the go-to kids when I wasn't there because I split my time between two different schools. If they had any problems with the technology, that they would be the ones. And then it turned into actually a lot more. They have their own Twitter account and they've really taken off with that, and they've even interacted on the Indiana eLearn chats all by themselves. I had no idea that they were doing it, and then they just started tweeting. I was like, oh my goodness, my kids are crazy. But they created their own hashtags, like put up of the day, so they'll pick out different people and say why they like them. So their principal, they'll say, you rock, Mrs. Hershey, and then they would tweet her. And then they actually were nominated for a national award just by what they were doing, and they also have a website that they interact with. And one of the coolest things is that they have taken on, we are really pushing digital citizenship, and they've taken on that role and will create, I mean, completely, I don't tell them to do it. They make these little videos that go in the announcements, and the kids really respond to that because it's coming from the kids. But a lot of our classrooms are using blogging, and that's a really good way. There's a few classes that they could create whatever blog they want on whatever topic they wanted. And the kids, I think they really like that.
That's cool. Now, what kind of things do you think that kids are getting out of, like, for example, you know, doing Twitter, you know, coming up with these hashtags, tweeting on their own, doing these videos and all that? What do you think they're getting out of that?
I think that they're able to connect, and they see what their connections can do. And I think it's kind of, especially for the little fifth graders, not little, but that they kind of feel more adult, that they're kind of in a world that's not necessarily made for them. But I think it just, they see the opportunities that it's given. And then if they see their teachers doing the same thing, so if they see their teachers tweeting or blogging, that and then they're doing the same thing, it kind of puts them kind of on the same playing field, sort of. And if they have good examples, then that kind of puts them, that gives them a better opportunity for them to see what it should be and not what it shouldn't be.
All right. Well, I think that about covers it. I want to thank Allie for coming on the show, and thanks for listening.